Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A Charles City man convicted of assault last spring has been arrested for violating his parole. In April, 31-year-old Michael Sanders was arrested after he was accused of hitting his victim in the face multiple times while they were driving on Highway 218 in Charles City. The criminal complaint says the victim suffered several facial fractures. In May, Sanders was convicted for assault with intent to inflict injury, an aggravated misdemeanor, and he was sentenced to 90 days in jail with all but 30 days suspended. In October, a probation violation report was filed, which noted that Sanders had failed to make appointments with his parole officer on at least five occasions and for getting terminated from the ACTV assault program for not attending classes. A warrant was issued October 24th for Sanders' arrest, and Charles City Police took him into custody in the 600 block of Gilbert Street shortly before noon on Wednesday. Sanders was being held in the Floyd County Jail on a $2,000 cash-only bond. Charles City High School drama students will present their production of Godspell this weekend at the Charles Theater. Senior Jacob Deers plays the lead role of Jesus.
I mean, this might sound like a little corny, but it's big shoes to fill. I mean, no matter who you are, what you believe, Jesus as a person or an idea is really, it's heavy. I'm really excited to have this role, and I'm really excited to share it with other people.
Putting the show on at the Charles Theater illustrates the lack of a performing arts auditorium at Charles City High School, a situation that would be rectified if a $28.5 million bond referendum passes next Tuesday.
This bond would change everything. And even though I'm not going to be here to enjoy it as a performer, I would love to come back and see future productions in our own dedicated space where kids can really just let loose and have fun and they don't have to worry about restrictions set on by other places.
First-year drama director A.J. Weber says the size of the venue is one of the biggest restrictions for the performances, such as the case at the Charles Theater.
You have to be very careful with what show you pick and how many kids you are able to put up on that stage, because we have a cast of 16 awesome students, but we can only fit 16 up there. Any more would be, they'd be falling off.
Showtimes for the CCHS production of Godspell are 7 p.m. tonight and tomorrow night and 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Tickets are $5 for students and $15 for adults. A link to purchase tickets in advance is included with this story on our station website. A North Iowa school is among the state's healthiest. Riceville Community Middle High School was honored with a 2023 Healthiest State Annual Award in the K-12 school category, which was presented by Health Partners Unity Point Health. As part of the Iowa Healthiest State Initiative, the awards recognize the best efforts to improve the physical, social, and emotional well-being of employees and the broader community. Other winners include Algona and Grundy Center in the Healthy Hometown, powered by Wellmark Community Award, and Nyack is among the best small workplaces. Jamie Haberl, executive director of the Iowa Healthiest State Initiative, says the hard work done by our annual award winners serves as an example for the rest of Iowa to follow to ensure a healthier future for the state. Each winner was awarded a monetary prize to continue their work focused on improving the health and wellness at their site. Riceville Middle High School received $5,000. The Chickasaw Council on Aging will host a breakfast lunch fundraiser tomorrow at the Chickasaw Event Center in New Hampton. Council Secretary Marilee May says proceeds from the meals served from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. will go towards facility maintenance of the center.
We're a nonprofit organization, and we oversee the Chickasaw Event Center, and it was Edna Reichs' dream to provide a place that everyone could gather, learn, and grow, and just enjoy life. And we want to keep that going. So we just want to make this place successful and have it a great gathering place.
Tomorrow's breakfast menu includes homemade egg bake, muffins, cinnamon rolls, and more. Lunch features walking tacos, made rights, chips, brownies, and a surprise dessert. Meals are $7 and include coffee, hot chocolate, or bottled water. More information is available on the Chickasaw Event Center Facebook page. The Charles City Senior Center will host its fall festival this weekend. Judy Hauser says festivities this Sunday include a silent auction.
It's not what we go out and ask businesses for. It's just people that have donated extra items that they have on hand or don't really need or want anymore. It's amazing what people have brought in.
Hauser says the silent auction runs from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., but the overall event goes until 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Lunch is available and includes ham, potatoes, green beans, dinner rolls, homemade pies and bars, plus a drink. Tickets are $10 for adults and $5 for students. It's open to Senior Center members and non-members. You can find more information on the Charles City Senior Center Facebook page. Tomorrow on Fab Oldies, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, it's UNI football. The Panthers hosting Western Illinois. Broadcast time at noon, kickoff at 1 o'clock. Tomorrow night on 95.9 KCHA, it's Iowa State football. The Cyclones hosting Kansas. Pregame at 4, kickoff at 6. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.